Waldi Maisima Kuftari, about after benching, a person drinks the wine and the bracha upon it. So first of all, Pesachim and Dafkuf Gimel, they bring down the Yaakov visit to the house of Rava. He saw that at first he had wine during the Suda and he made a bracha on top of it. As we know already, the halacha is that even though pass everything, except the case of Yain, you drink during the Suda, it's kosher. The second thing he saw, he drank a cup of wine a second time, after Bechsem wasn't, and he made a bracha a second time. Director of Yaakov, why? Lama. Maisa, you knew you going to have the wine afterwards. You made a bracha already the first time during the Suda, but a part of the Yain after Suda. So, Rabbi said, why? We're Talmidei the Rav. Once a person says, Havon Levarach, the Indian is, it's also for a person to go drink. Therefore, it's a Hesach Hadas over here. What is the Hesach Hadas? A Gami Nogi drink afterward, you have to make another bracha. Gemara's Mamshech, Big Zana Machlaikis, or if Ashi wants to disagree, that's not so. If you know, you only make one bracha, and it passes the Goffin afterwards. Aloha, as we see by us in the seminal here, Beisheh starts off that the Rif and the Rashbam and the Rosh, they paskin like the Talmidei Rav. And therefore, aloha is that even though you made a bracha of Yain already one time during the Suda, you're going to have to make a bracha a second time. That's the Mechaba that's very clear among the Paiskim. From Zaman says that you say the important side of Claudius and he builds it from over here. He gets involved with the question of Hesach Hadas. He says the person can be sitting by meal, sitting there for an hour. He has a sefer, he's digging, he's learning. His mamas kamat does not realize he's still eating over here. He's not, and he goes back, oh, I'm eating. He goes to eat. He does not make another bracha. His mamas, he doesn't even realize he's eating. As I heard one chosha, first time he's eating once of Chaim Shmulevitz. And he took the sponge cake, he put chen on top of it, and he ate it. Because he thought the sponge cake was the felt fish, he put the chen on top of it, and he was eating it. While I was speaking to him, he was so iced into learning, did chap that was sponge cake over here. And that's not Hesach Hadas. Yeah, the person can make a bracha on Moitzi, hear his thunder, and make a bracha, or say omein to someone's bracha on tzitzis. And that's Hesach Hadas. He said omein, he knows he's going to eat the bread afterwards, he knows and that's Hesach Hadas. I know, I'm planning to go eat, but I was mastic between my bracha to my achilah, you have to make a bracha all over again. So first he says, you said over here, that first of all, Chazal is kveir, what is Hesach Hadas? They're kveir, and their gedder seems to be, when you do a pu'ula to do Hesach Hadas, you do an act over here, that's a locha, whether you mesiach das or not. It's like a loy plug. So we're in the gate, we'll get the locha in the gate, shina mokum, we'll find ches, we'll pay dal, the end of the zman. The person who makes a bracha shakal in his house, he walks outside to do something, to pick up his kid. Went outside, comes back inside to make another bracha. I know Hesach Hadas. Why? Because once Chazal kaveya, instead of nishmas adam, loy plug Chazal. First we have a gedda Chazal, and a loy plug Chazal. Says in Shlomo Zalman, over here, when a person does a pula atimein amoitzi, and this is omein, that's a pula of Hesach Hadas, the Chazal is kaveya, that's nichol the gedda of Hesach Hadas. Ma'ashenki, you're sitting there studying and learning, and you're mamish into the sugya. There's no pulley there per se to messiah yourself or masalik yourself. That's not nichol what Chazal was kaveh Hesach Hadas, if you did not make a bracha. So I bring a raya, mamash ma'a sugya, vechsam also, saying we gain this seed over here. Over here, we pass the Talmidei Rav. Talmidei Rav, they knew they're going to have a yain afterwards. Once they do a pu'ula, havin levarach, vechsam also, that is a siluk of your benching. The pu'ula being masalik yourself from the act of baruch piyag often, I stopped over here. A gam I know afterwards that there is no Hesach Hadas. Once you do a pu'ula to separate one from another, Chazal said that is the gedder of Hesach Hadas, and therefore whether we were or not, we still make a bracha over here. It's a valve, there's a side point over here in the ghetto, a case pogrom, that we really learned in some course by Gimel, what is a case pogrom, how a second case pogrom, so we did it then, won't do it now. Sibbeis over here is once we have this case over here, the person drinks, we'll have now the question of bracha rishonah that's developed. Now bracha choyna, that's the case of sibbeis. Do we make a bracha choyna on this case? So the Torah brings down from the Bahag, that he wants a taino, who did not need to make a bracha choyna. Says the Beis from the Rosh, what time of the Torah, it's a tmiya. Why the Meister is a Hesach Hadas, bracha rishonah, who did bracha choyna? And therefore the Smag says a toy sefer in the Bahag, a vadu do make a bracha choyna. That's very clear. The Mechaber, the Beis, the Paskin, we make a bracha achrono on this case of Yain over here. That means against if Alv is bracha rishonah, we Paskin like the Talmidei Rav. And the Beis, the Paskin, not like the Toysefer of the Bahag, we do make a bracha achrono. There's a Mechaber over here that discusses the person when he plans to drink more. And Betois, he came along and made a bracha achrono. now he wants to keep on drinking, does he have to again make a bracha rishayna? No, since he made a bracha achrayna betayis, it's not real hasek hadas over here, and therefore he will not have to make a new bracha rishayna. Come along with Rav and the paskins that if it's a case of a bracha achrayna betayis, they do not need a new bracha rishayna. We don't need this way. And the Bialachun even it down, he says that the halacha passed away by the Graz, also by the Chayodim and Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah. They passed in this way. Atzad HaSheni, the Bialach goes on further. He says that El Rabban is Mestapek. Those who want to argue, Bigda Yishai, the Maim Mordechai, they want to disagree, Mitzad that way, the Nahar Shalom. Why should that be so? The one Taino. Sarko Sov, you made a bracha achorna, that's Nichon together of Hesach Hadas, and therefore you do need a case of a bracha Rishayin over here. And those who pass like this malach, the Chashukim goes like the second side, the Birchus Yenis goes that way. So the shell is, what to go do? We have a person made a bracha achrayna betayis. So the Svarim seem to go that once the Mishmur ends up, Tzarchi and Lamaisa, does a paskin, that says Tzitzli as it, says besides the bracha, what's the klal? So the bracha is lahakul. Therefore, a person cannot make a bracha rishayna. That means a paskin like the Magar Avram, based upon a default. But it comes out, they point out, therefore, what is it better on Hogan to go to? It's really to listen to somebody else to make a bracha rishayna. That means you're not passing a Magar Avram, we're doing it only inside some brachas, Tzarchi and Lamaisa. Therefore, it's better to listen to somebody else and not to get involved with this machlok Sylvie here. Once we are going to go like this in Magar Avram, or chosh for it, the question is, what is it get in the Magar Avram, or what's the story of the machlok Sylvie here? And that's him, looking at Achoinim, they are asking two separate makaris on this Magar Avram. One is they say, before that Magar Avram is saying a bracha achrayna betoyis, a personal ma'aser, he did not make a bracha rishayna. Sif Aleph is against it. Sif Aleph is telling a person that you know you're going to have yain achasudo, you made a benching over here, the loch is, you do make a bracha rishayna. I know I'm going to have it, I make a bracha rishayna. Ma'ashaykin, I'm a bracha achrayna betoyis, the loch is, I do make a bracha rishayna. Who are Sif Aleph against the Magar Avram? That's one kash that I'm going to ask. The second thing is, it's a loch in Simit Tov Ayin Zayin, the Mechabin Sebeis, Big Zayin, Teis Vashito, the person below our Seder, he comes along and says, Hav Lo Nebarach. The loch is, if he wants to eat, he has to make another bracha, except by Afikoymin. Afikoymin is a Teis Vashito, you're the guest by Kosh Baruch Hu, it's a case over here of a mitzvah of Afikoymin. If the kimto of betoyis, you did a betoyis, you do not have to make a bracha on the matzahs again when you want to eat afikoymin. Meduyak, dafka k'natocha d'rachmono, dafka because it's a mitzvah afikoymin. Otherwise, the toyis, you do make a bracha. So we have a kasha aside from Tov Ayin Zayin, aside from Sefalov over here. You look at the achoyin and the mishmuros quoting who argue the Magar Avram. They come from these halachas. My Mordechai, Nahar Sholom, Bigdei Yesha, they ask in the Chur, we have two bomb kashas against this Magar Avram. The question is how to answer it, and obviously make an afkamino, how to apply this halacha once you're going to be choshed to the Magar Avram. So first, the question over here, how do you answer Sif Aleph versus Magar Avram? That Sif Aleph is saying, again, the halacha you have kavano to his bench, and you're not being a siyach task, I plant down the yain, still you have to make a bracha rishayna. Says El Rabo, toy shani. Toys is different. One time on Machzah Shekel, the Prima Godim, which is sad, the grass, the Ladovid, say Toishani. Who would they mean over here by Toishani? The Svara, they don't really explain. But there is a different case over here when a person would have asked him and told him, this is the halacha, you would have not done it. By benching, I did a bedas. I'm coming to bench, I got my nom drinking afterwards, and that's what I'm doing. My shaking, when I make a bracha chonim betoyis, I don't really want to go do it. If I would have known this, and the other, I would have known it's a mistake and did, I would have not done it. So the pula I be'etzem did was a mistake. Mashaking benching was done correctly. So Torah Shoshani. That's one way of answering it. I said halacha again. The rabbi wants to answer. That's his Torah Shoshani. Torah Shoshani. The question is, no, Magar Avram says you do not make a bracha rishayna. Don't make a bracha rishayna. You don't. Question is, Chazal says you do. That's how, again, Mishmur says the grass passes like this malach. That's the grass says, Torah Shani. Look at the Chayodim Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah. He has a different malach to answer this question. He says, Rech Samozin Shani. Benching is different. That means, Me'ain Shalosh, he wants a title, is different than benching. Now, the Chai Odom himself goes on further and says, we have these chaluk over here, whether Torah Shani or Bechsa Mosin Shani, says it's very good, there's a chilek, what's a machalek? He himself really answers off, Tzorchim, Nole, Svarazu, Tzmachat, one between another. That's how the Chonim seem to say, it's a chilek, whether it's Bechsa Mosin or Torah Shani. Therefore, it leads, how do you answer after Koimin? So, if you're Bechsa Mosin Shani, we'll start clearing by the case of Bechsa Mosin. But, Beikah the Chonim want to go that the chilek, whether it's a case of a toys, so you did a pedas, the chur over here, you mamish did a case over here of a havlan nevarach, chayim mechab to one versus the other. So kiveger that the mishabu is bringing down the bi'alocha quotes a kir melech rab who's coming to answer this question. He wants to tell you that there's a chilek over here whether you shokach or tois bedin. When a person that makes a tois in the din, he knows he plans to eat afterwards. That's all case of the mogen avram. Mashenkin, you forgot, you come to eat more. You didn't know, you forgot, you partially forgot. In that case, everyone agrees what happens, you have come to stop what I'm eating over here. Avada and that akimti do need a bracha achorino. Therefore, by afikoimin, betzim you would need, except for a different reason, that's what you don't need over here. That means that you look also at the chayotam, even though he says, Bechot HaMazon Shani, he says, we're going to pass him like this, Kir Melech Rab, Kiveger. The loch is that it depends where the mistake is. If it's tois and din, you will not make a koin to Mokar Avon bracha. The case over here is negar to you forgot there's more what to go eat over here. Therefore, we're limiting the Mogav Rom. Come that you do make a bracha. Look among the Achoinim, but it could come go this Mahalach. Therefore, says Vizayis a bracha, the marshal. Personally, goes to Kiddush, he has cake, he says Alamicha, and they come out with the Shamikovel, they come out with the Kishka. Another, that's a bracha Achoinim Matayis. But no, he did not realize the time is. There's more work to go eat over here. It's the case of Shokach who really planned to go away over here. Says there's a bracha. Look, Kuliyam, in this case, you need a bracha Rishayna. Why? Because that's the Kiva Egez and Bialocha and the Magar Avram, even although we end up talking Lamaisa, that's the Magar Avram. Once you're limiting the Magar Avram, Chilko, there's been choice, but in the case of a Shokach, if you would make a bracha, there's a Kimto.
Isn't the case of the Bir Halacha a case of Shokach?
No, he himself says, again, he says, he brings up Kivegi, Tois and Din, Vershokach. He says that. Now, another example they speak out, let's say a person has Paris during the Sudo. And they say, Chaim Kadevsky, you might say he plants a bench, and then he's going to eat them again, Paris after the Sudo. So, Chaim says, Gedalin Adler, Gordon, this Allah over here, it says, whether it's on the store, if it's a Muslim Shani, or Dash Shani, Abadan, that it came to you and make a broch again. Same idea over here. That means, this Hamog Avram, I'm going to pass like it, or Chish for it. But there's a limitation on how far to take tzalokho. That means, again, just to be clear, it comes out that we have machlokes, magavrom, and others we pass on this tzalokho when a person does a tois bedin. However, by case of shokach, a person will lemaisa yes make a bracha lekulamo. That's what kivayg over here. And also, in case of tois bedin, case of mechsa mazon or tois, also yes lechalik ulay. Building upon this, look at the Kiryat Melech Rab discussing the person being magbel limit his bracha achorino. Meaning, basically, to the person, for example, he eats an apple and he eats cake. There's a bar nefoshes and ala mechio. The loch is, of course, you can make a bar nefoshes and keep eating cake. You can separate the two. What happens if he has an apple and he has water? Well, he eats the shackle. He wants to make a bar nefoshes only on the apple. And you keep on drinking water through the whole entire Seder. Can you limit your bracha achorino? Look at the Kiryat Melech Rab, he's discussing, can we separate the two cases, discussing the case of water and coffee? Can we just separate the two? It really comes out of the two questions here. The case over here, can I bedas make a bracha achorino one and none the second? If you can do that, forget, let's say I ate two things over here, and ate an apple, ate water, drink water, and when I made a bracha achorino, my kavanah was only in the apple, I forgot about the water. Is the bracha achorin even chal upon the water? Maybe it's not even chal at all.
Is this a bracha shem
tzricha? Oh, no, so that's another, that's a side point. There might be a shal of bracha shem tzricha. But not mitzad that, mitzad the loch show, the technical aspect.
In the other case, you wanted to make a
bracha,
drink a lot of drop water.
Yeah, okay, but that's a shal of the side. So come on, people got him, it's been raised zayin, and it's psychically, it brings down that even though by bracha rishayna, there's a tumult among the gedolei achorin of b'chol shor b'chodosh, if you can limit it, I want to eat an apple and orange. Kav kavana only the apple, not the orange. And again, besides the bracha and tzricha, that's machlokes. But bracha achorina be'etzem, he says, that's hesachadatz. The pool over the bench, separate the two. If you cannot Therefore, he says, you make a bracha on one, the other one comes with it, whether you have das or not, and you cannot separate one from the other. And therefore, the Svarim seem to go big this way, the Ashabas is the way, the Chaim goes this way, the Zayzer bracha. Hagam, I see Chavdas wants to disagree. And also, I see the Pesachei Locha, he has a shayla like this, his case over here, by force, and his Hebrew Savior has letters in the back. The person wants to know that the whole day he sucks candies. It's still to hurt him, hard to talk, he sucks candies all day, makes a bracha in the morning. Maisa, in the middle of the day, he drinks his coffee. He drinks it within the shir, within his mouth, and get to it. Now he wants to know, can I make a bracha choyna on my coffee over here? Even though he's keeping eating candies the whole entire day. So he wants a taino, if you do not make a bracha choyna now in the coffee, you never made it at the end of the day, because the shas ichol passed over. You missed this man over here. So if he wants a taino, you can. He wants to say, not like the chodesh pim godim, it sounds that way. The loch is a person can make a bracha choshes on just the coffee. Maisa Siva Zilbushin Maisa has this by the same exact case. He and Maisa, he passes what to go do around this question, what to go do. He says very simple. Make a bracha choyna right now on both of them, because you cannot separate the two. And then make a bracha, we shine again on the water. I said bracha shein tzricha. No, it's a tzricha, it's not a halacha. It's a tzricha over here, because I have no way for me to, my shas ichol will pass on my coffee. I need a bracha choyna on that. Naturally, it goes on the water. And then on the water, make another bracha again. We'll have to get the shasichel why that's so, but that's
wait until
again, it's 5 hours later. We'll have to get the why that's so now. We get a drink of water, it's all I say it, 3 hours later. Shasichel passes. We'll have to get to why that's so, in the Kuf Pei Dalet. But that seems to be that law. Why that's so? We'll have to get to why that's so.
Chewing gum.
It goes a bit by default. Yeah. Because that's Heskadas. That is my pulo. I did a pulo over here. Separate the two. This stops the bracha. It stops the bracha. We'll maybe discuss it afterwards. Building upon this, they come and discuss a person. He ate a nice meal. He makes a bracha choyna over here. Then he has food between his teeth. So fine, he picks it out and wants to swallow it. It's fine, they get involved with, let's say, his boss said, they're waiting out 6 hours from taking out the piece of meat from his teeth. Shall that flow? Fine. But the mice over here, he picks it out, now he's getting bracha choyna over here. The loch is negated to bracha choyna with the shalas, zayas, revias, mashka, oichel. Bracha choyna, we pass him when we should, is even a mashu. The less negated is to give to imo. Mashu. So you pick out your teeth, you said bracha choyna. Now, to come along, you have to make now a new bracha rishoyna, or what you come to swallow between your teeth. Whether you take it out and put it back in, whether you just pull it down from your teeth itself. So what? What do you make a bracha on? Yeah, then the pieces come out from your teeth. Are you allowed to swallow it, or do you have to spit it out? That means there is a sefer or yishenim that says halacha is you have to make a bracha. And there is a Eilis Yitzchok says, the Machloek says, the Maisa, the person has to spit it out. However, come along the this one, they come along not the way. That means the Rosh Medab and the Issachar, this is question, he said, the Maisa does not make a bracha. The Swam is going to go, you're not going not to make a bracha. The question is why now? Obviously, great question. I did a pula, bracha choyna, there's a Hesachar Das Batsim over here. So either you can say, the Sheva Kossi discusses, maybe you saw away the Loch in Tzimu Kufa in Beis, that food inside your mouth has no get of food over here. And that's the case of Shtir. Not a case of achilo. And you have to know that, let's say you have a good piece of meat inside your mouth. And if you take it out, you give it to somebody who doesn't know that was inside your mouth, maybe it is a good piece of meat over here. Ishlodin. But my said, there's come along the is, you know, let's see in El Biashiv, and they want Taino, that the Holy said over here, Tatakadasi did an act of silik, a pula silik. Here, it's in your mouth. The silik, the Maisa, was never done. It's be'etma pearl inside your mouth over here. Therefore, Zaysa Bracha says, it's mamish like the Mogar Ram who made a toys Mabarach in the Bracha. It's a toys over here. From the Mogar Ram, I made a mistake. I didn't finish the act. No, I didn't have the shear. If you have the shear, if you have so much in your mouth. No. Even from Mogar Ram, he never said to make a Bracha friend again. Never says it. The Bracha we show you now, I never stopped my eating over here. And therefore it's nichol to get a not misalif my pool of eating over here.
According to the chayodam, if you had some taste from it, from the food, it's considered a chila already.
Wouldn't the original
brought right, we said that.
The last thing, maybe we'll get step by step.
It's already late.
Okay,
if you keep the candy in your mouth, then you would also have that mouth.
What?
If you keep the candy in your mouth, you would also have that mouth. You,
it could be, it might be the same idea. Same, it could be this mouth. That those, they're going to show him kind of, they ask him what the Yisrael is. They kind of, it's not nichol to get of achilo. Why? As we know, ain't idea of te'imo, we're not mashu to get of achilo. Also, you're swallowing it, it's not coming to eat. It's nichol to get the idea of te'imo over here. So that means it could be enough. Give me the cases over here. How do you say it over? Let's say you have a candy inside your mouth. And you made the bracha achorino. So if the act of silik wasn't the act of silik. I said next to the get of achilo, nichol to get of achilo. Can you eat water and water with the candy in the mouth? But anyway, no one usually does makes a bracha achorino with the candy in the mouth. The case usually does not happen. What does happen, you have bosa bein shinayim or a food between your teeth. Maisa gam, there are certain swam will be choishes, but ik the swam will say, do not make a bracha return upon that. Now, it's a basis, the double study over here about the shir ichol. The mishmur is very simple, he sends it to Mikhov Bey Dalad, and he says, over there we'll discuss it, that means it'll come out very clear from Arabi Alocha, there's different shas ichol, negeta oichol, negeta shtiyah. Shtiyah, some say maybe it gets a half hour, maybe more than that. Mash Enkin Achila might be 72 minutes, and we'll have to get to that sugya and see what the get of the Zman Ichel is. Sif Gimel is, once we have this case over here, and a person made a bracha Rishoyno, and Achoyno, when can a person make the bracha Achoyno? Negate to the sugya of Shurim. Now, I'd like to go a little bit more through the sugya of Shurim, try to get it clear over here. Are the cups still in the back? Are the cups of water in the back still? So you want to fill them up at Barak? What was yesterday? Bring them here, so we clear. Barak, you remember what they were?
Take the book.
Oh, whatever.
Take the book.
So I just like to go through and try to get it clear. It's neged to Kiddush, neged to Pesach, it's neged to Brocha Choyno. The Sugi is neged Shurim. For most people, it should be Chazara. Some people, it feels not like Chazara.
No,
some people, it might be the first time. But I'd like to go through the idea of Shurim that comes out from over here and try to make it practical. That means you learn brachas. It's one of the very important things, and the reason why there are books and pictures in it, to get things clear, how to apply it, this halacha to get Shurim, when to make a bracha Shoyno. That's very simple. That's in Shem Ashur. But bracha Choyno, what are the Shurim exactly over here? So first, the get a kosher bracha. The halacha is, first of all, the person has a drink. So, thank you. So, to come down to get a kosher bracha, a person has to drink a molly lukmov. That means sometimes you see people that make the bench, they'll drink. Perfect. They come along and they bench and then they drink a little bit on the kosher bracha. That's incorrect. Kosher bracha needs a mala lukmo. Again, the RP make the mistake, you see it all the time. It's very clear you have to drink at least a mala lukmo. Now, once you have to drink a mala lukmo, you have a baya, then what happens to the sugya bracha choreno? What is the shi over there? That means the mechaber brings down the shaila among the rishonim if the halacha is a gzayis or a vias. And therefore, a mala lukmo is a roiv a case of vias. To get around the stavak, person has to drink a vias. That means the kosher bracha. Kiddush Friday night, the shir is only malugma. It's very clear. Why are people drinking more than that? Well, be'etzim, you have a bayah with the bracha achorino. So be'etzim, the correct thing maybe is to drink during the suto. But in general, again, the other kosher brachas, the nirvias of the bracha achorino over here. So first, to go through the basic ideas in the get shurim, the first thing you have to always start off with the basis of achilo. Because the question is, shtiyah like achilo? First, the shir neged to achilo. What is that? The Gemara writes in Daf Lamed Ches, Rabbi Yechonon is a gezayis. That's not an argument. Everyone agrees it's the size of an aleph. Now, when a person we discuss the size of an aleph, are we even star foods? That means, for example, a person eats an apple and you have water. Sorry, an apple and you have an orange. So those two things are oichel and oichel. We would starve them nicely together. So shakel, bonafosh, no problem. You have a case where you eat a half a gezayis of an apple. And half a gzais of cake. One's b'ein cholos, one's b'ein nefoshes. Or half a gzais of bread. One's shalav b'ech samozim. The loch is very clear, women starve the two neged to achilo. And if you ate a whole entire gzais. However, the mishmur paskim, like regular among the paskim, it goes to the lower bracha choyno. That means a case of a gzais of half a gzais of pas with a half a gzais of an apple, you make a bar nefoshes. Half a gzais of cake and half a gzais of, again, of an apple, you make a bar nefoshes. However, in the Mishmur, even though mitzarif oichel to oichel, oichel to shtiyah would not be mitzarif, the two things. They don't go together. Whether they get a pasuk in the bottom of gzais, whether the gzais and revias would not mitzarif oichel together with shtiyah. Now, to get to us, Mishmur is very clear, there are three different sizes to discuss. Shmur by us being down to size called gzais and olive, size called kebetza, kebeo, and egg. It's something called revias lug. Mishmur is very clear, what is that in Chazal? Chazal say a gzais is half an egg. That means that an egg is 2 times a gzais. A revias is 3 times a gzais. That's again not a shiloh, that's what you're asking. The ikr. It comes out that it's going to be a beitza, half of that is a gzayis, and one half of a beitza is a case of revias. Now the question is, what is a gzayis? What is a gzayis? Which really comes all out, it's half a beitza. What is a kebeo? What is the size of an egg over here? So first, this form being down, there's something called smak. Smak practically is really milliliters. Everyone should know the word smak. It stands for centimeter cube, meaning if you have one line, it's one dimension. You have length and height, that's 2 dimension. You have length, height, and width, that's 3 dimension. That's cubed. Right? 2 dimensions is squared, 3 dimensions is cubed. So samak is really centimeters cubed over here. Now, for the Americans, it comes out that 29.5 samak is 1 fluid ounce. Now, again, but most people should learn to switch over to samak, because that's how this one discussed over here. But again, it comes out per ikr, 1 fluid ounce, so it comes out 30 samak. Now, the question is, what is the size of a beitza? What is an egg over here? So, the stipler writes in Shulchan Aruch, Torah, the size of an egg is 45-50 samak. About 50. If it's 50, what's a gzayis? Half of that, 25 samak. What's revias? 75. Be very simple. 25, 50, and 75. Now, we say in the gate to an egg, the size over here is 50 samak. Does not mean that you put it upon a scale and you weighed it. We don't go by weight. Very important, by eating food, we go by nepach. We go to the water displacement sea. That means what you should do, you take a bowl of water, you put an egg inside, the amount of water that comes out, that's nichel in the shear. That means I personally did it. I took a big bowl of water, put eggs inside, saw the amount of water that came out. The amount of water that came out by the eggs, by me, came out bigger, 55 samak. I say, look, the same egg, zaysa shalom. So the swam go with large eggs. They go with large eggs. Oh, the question is why, but that's to go with large eggs. Now, the Sefer Gzayis HaShalom, Rabbi Badner, the picture book that we have in the back, he says he also measured eggs. He says the eggs are 55 samak. That's what eggs are. And therefore, he tells us if that's so, we should go by 55 samak, not the size of a sniper of 50, but 55. If it's 55, obviously the gzayis will change, and the beers will change. The B'chaim Noach goes, the size of an egg is dropped more than that, it's 57.6 samak. That's the size of an egg. But Moshe is brought down in the Torah Vayirah, he says the size of an egg is 65 samak. That means the stipend says 50, and Moshe is 30% bigger, is 65. 65 samak. Now, the question over here is, how in the world are the Banner lives in America, or Moshe lives in America, 150 samak, 55, 165? There's a massive difference over here. 20-30% difference over here. So Rabbaner, he writes that he went to Rav David, who wrote Torah Vayirah, and said, how in the world again the size of an egg to be 65 samak? He says that was what was presented to Rav Moshe. And therefore, you just said that number. If you tell me the numbers are incorrect, Echonami changed the numbers. Make it 55. Echonami. That means a swarm according to Rav Moshe was 65 samak. And therefore, they say the size of Revius is 3.3, between 1.1 to 3.3, like Rabbi Forrest of Simcha Bonim. That's based upon the egg being 65. Dovid says if that's a mistake, Rabbanah says it's a mistake, those numbers are incorrect. That means certain Sfarim are going to the Moshe with an incorrect number. Simcha Bonim goes that way. And the force brings it down that way. The Maisa in Torah, Vayirah, the Chelek Dalet, and then the Chelek Tes, and then the Chelek Yud, and then Nuah, Kodesh, Pesach, Kol Dodi, Rabbi Dovid Feinstein, Maisa he tries to defend where the number came to be 65 smak. He says, Mitzad Chumrah, it's the correct thing. Asalokh la Maisa Me'ika, then we pass it not that way. It should come out that a shear of a gzais will be not 1.1 fluid ounces, be a drop less than 1 fluid ounce. It should be less than that. That means to be clear, there are people quoting the same sources and get different numbers because they have different sized eggs based on what some people present to a Moshe. But let's put it to the side. If Hashus, the size of an egg over here today is 55, 57, come out the same thing over here, which is about 1 fluid ounce over here. That's the size of a gezeit, which is half the size of a beis of. Now, it comes along that's one mahalach of figuring out sizes over here. We take a beitza and we do half of that, that's a gezeit. Again, a beitza is 57 to 55, erech. There's a second mahalach. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Tes speaks down. Based upon etzbayis, the size of your fingers. The Gemara says you do 2 etzbayis by 2 etzbayis by 2.7 etzbayis, and that's the size. That's how you calculate things. L'maisa kamal mitzlach, the singer in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, he says, do the size of beitzim and a gezeis built upon that, and new gezeis built upon the singer etzbayis, it comes out as double the amount. How should double? And therefore, the Tzlach has a big baya. How in the world does the idea of etzbayis go together with the ideas of beitzim? How do you put the two sugyas together? The other kamal that says it must be the eggs shrunk. And therefore, when a person asks you, we have to double everything over here. And therefore, really, since the eggs got smaller, we have to double the sizes of everything. Therefore, he asks the Tzlach, what is the size of an olive? You take an olive, you put it next to a beitza. It says, what's the size of an olive? The answer is what? A beitza. The size of an olive is a beitza. Is an egg. Not like Mishmur says, it's half of it. The size of an olive is a beitza over here. Now, the Talmud of the Behuda, the Truth Mahava, says, Meister is Rebbe. He was a big person. He had large fingers over here. Therefore, he made a mistake and he came out everything to be double. But that to me, a regular finger should not be double. The Chassam Sofer says that what? That's not what it says. Okay. The Maisa Chassam Sofer says, he quotes the Chuv Mahava and says, the Maisa, I went around testing numerous fingers. Moshe also says in Chuv, he went around testing numerous people's fingers. Not so. So the Chassam Sofer, the Maisa, things are doubled over here. We have a Baya over here. It comes out. It could be everything shrunk over here. Could be everything shrunk over here. Could be. But Maisa have to double the sizes. Now, Maisa, therefore, the Chanish Paskins like this Mahalach over here, they have to double everything. Cipher the Isis. Therefore, if you think about it, the size of an egg is 50. Or a Vias is going to, let's say, be, what is that, 75. If you double that, that's 150. Right? That means everything has to be doubled over here, according to Chanish. Al Sana Sheni. The Benesh Chai, or the Aruch Hashulchan writes, "V'chein Ikud," not like this. Chai Noam Yichivad itself. They come up and say, "No, we go after the eggs today. Eggs, the mice, not change. After enter the sugya white, as boys, the mice are different." That's out of Shlishi. The Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Lelos Kiddush, at Tov Bei Vav. By the case of Lelos Seder, he writes over there, "Shailu, what are you going to do? We have a tzlach over here. Do things double or not?" He says, "Negev for the rices to be machmer. Negev for the abundance. Go after Bismanenu." Devil comes out, says the Mishmur, and negate the Kiddush at night. Is it deraiso? The yain is not deraiso, but the Kiddush is deraiso. You have to go with a larger share. Masha Enki, Kiddush in the morning, go with the smaller share. I think coming up this year, Pesach coming up, also bring a Nafkamino. I think comes out Friday night. So if it comes out, I think comes out Friday night this year, Pesach. If that's so, usually by Kaisis, is it derabbanan? Therefore, a lot of people get the smaller share. This year, the first Kais is going to be a deraiso of Kiddush. And therefore, people told me a couple of years ago what they had to go do, they had to buy a special place for the first place to be on the Sugya of Kiddush over here. Because it's the largest share right now, according to the Bialoch over here. What? Don't think so. He says no. Shmuley. Maisa, just to make it practical, what exactly the Shurmar, there's one other point to realize. Again, we have either based upon Beitzim, we have based upon its place. And then we have something called dirhams, coins. That means the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, the Idias, he brings down, he's very clear that 27 dirhams is the size of gezeis. So let's get coins. So they come along with Chaim Noah, and he found these coins. He found these coins, he measured them, a bunch of them. He says they come out to be 3.2 samach. Therefore, times by 27, he got the size of gezeis to be a case over here, 28.8, or 86 samach is to be a case of Erevius. He said 3.2 is a dirham. Very important, that number. come along the Vadi Yosef and others, Selim Meiser, we got these dirhams, even more coins afterwards, and we see it's only three, which comes out then that a Kzayis and a Vyas be less. Sefer Yeduri Mitzvahs, he come along, and actually by the bus stop, I was waiting this morning 45 minutes, sat down next to me, listen, what do you give me Shiram? I said, Shiram. Oh, Givaldik, you're so excited. Instead of hacking me about it, they tell me these coins, those coins. So fine. So my city says the size are really 2.8. 2.83 tells me they will come out that if he has the Kzayis is less. That means those that come from their Rams, you have to know what the Rams are discussing, which society, what do we really have, what the correct things are. One other point you have to realize, once again, about Shurim over here, we're saying everything is based upon, let's say, Beitzim. We're saying a Kzayis is half a Be'er. Is it true a Kzayis is half a Be'er? Some Beitzim Machlech Shushainim. The Rambam says it's a Shlush of a Be'er. Tosha says it's a half a Be'er. The Mechabed Simitov Pei Vav bring down both of them. Mishmur over here does not bring down both. We'll get to why Mishmur did not bring down both. The Mechabed bring down both Shitas. Nivlo says in the Mishmur, Neget the Gzayis, Brocha Achoyna, what to go do? He says, make sure, not when you want to eat, want to make a Brocha Achoyna, make sure you have a half a Beitza. However, to be Machmur on the other side, and to have a Pochas Habib Mishlush Beitza, make sure you have a lot less than a third of a Beitza. Otherwise, you have a question of Brocha Achoyna. Just like over here, we have a thought to not get in between a Kzayis and a Vias. Neget Achilo says in Mishnah Berurah, not to get involved between a Shlish Beitza, Harbet Pochas, with a half a Beitza. He's calling a grass, calling a Prima Godim, or a Shulchan Pasta's way. There's a top number and a lower number. Tough pay involved. So, therefore, being practical Neget, what is the size Kzayis? First, Neget to Brocha Achoyna, Kzayis. So Chaim Noah says, the loch is, once our eggs over here are 57.6, a Gzayis is 28.8. That means you take out the picture book by Rabbi Badner, that's very signed English, signed Hebrew. He's be'etzem going with this mahalach of Chaim Noah. He's going with this mahalach that the get over here is 28.8. But Biyashu said, that's how the Maestri Paskin like of Chaim Noah over here. That's his mahalach. 28.8. We're going to get to third. A half. An egg is 57.6. The half of an egg, like Mishmur over here, brings down the half of an egg. Now, Vezaysa Brocha, the other picture book over here, he goes to 27 Samak. And we have two picture books, there's a third picture book, but he goes 27, a drop less, which again, come on, the same thing. Some of the numbers have a hard time figuring out what's going on over here. You always go 27 Samak. If you go with the egg as being 50, what's the size over here? 25. Which Vezaysa Brocha writes, even though I'm going to say with 27, his words are Habim Moyoiro. Go 25, built upon this type over here. If Shavik says go 25. So Be'ikr, if you go with the idea over here of eggs and Exaius, the Swarm Be'ikr are 25 to 28 is Exaius. A little bit of a difference, not that much, but a little bit of a difference. 25 to 28, 25 to 29 over here. But that's a high number. What's the low number? Since it was Exaius Baruch, the low number, Harib Pokhth Mishlish, is 15 Samak. That means the person should not eat above 15. Otherwise, the question, where is your Brocha Achoyna? Therefore, a person can either eat below 15 or above 29, then you make a Brocha Achoyna. Why? You have a question, is Shlish, Harib Pachas,
Mish Shlish. Why are not a little Pachas?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Not sure. Or I can say a bunch of reasons why I think so, but I don't say why.
No, this can't be.
Well, we have to get. No. So now, come along the Mishabruah and says, again, this can't be. Since we're talking about Brocha Achoyna, which is the Rabbanon, therefore, Abiyashim and Hashem, we're going to vote and not to worry about this concept, and therefore, we're going with the Mahalach of the Tzlach right now. According to the Mahalach Stam, the Gedev of Gezayis is based on the Beit of Bizmanenu, and therefore, not to have from 15 the case of 29. Al Sana Sheni, the Loch Mahalach of Klal Yisrael, that the size of an olive is what? An olive. That's the size of an olive. We don't look at Beitzim. That we don't look at Beitzim, we don't look at Spice, we don't look at the Rams, we look at olives. Because Chazal say olives. Do not say, based upon, they want to know what an olive is. You can look at the Rams and Spice, but the olive is an olive. They were the Chazanish a couple of times, building upon the study of the Chumas of the Goinim, that olives are whatever the olives are in today's society. If olives change, they change. We go after olives. That's the side over here. That means a person, when he takes an egg next to an olive is half the size of an egg. We go whatever the size of over here of an olive is. Now the Swan like pointing out that the Malachim today, that the Dada Achronim, when they discuss the size of an olive, those who lived in places that there were olives, like in Svard, Ukadoima, they said the size of an olive was an olive. Those who lived in Europe who never saw an olive, they didn't say what size is an olive. They get involved with Shurim over here in the gate of Beitzim.
I'm 4 years in Spain.
He also doesn't get involved with the Beitzim.
He writes the Shir, it's half, it's cool.
Fine, but I'll show you. Most of them seem to go this mahalach over here, that those who are discussing it, really depends where they're coming from. Now, if that's so, going after olives, what's the size of an olive today? So, the size of an olive, there are small ones, the Misamak. The average size, Gemara says olive is in the middle, the average size olive. The average size olive today, they say, is 5, 6 samak. The big ones, they say, is 17 samak. Therefore, it says in the same Gezaisa Shalom, that if you want to go to the mahalach of the chasnish, the shear over here is to make a bracha for the chur should be 6 samak. 6. My says, brought down Shom Zaman, how we pass him chav, because they pass him 17 samak. Either beside the large olives, which they do point out now is a shlish of the Rambam, of the Beitim today, so at least you got the Rambam shlish over here. And therefore comes along, they make a bracha chorna vadai at 17 samak. That means you take the picture book in the back, and 40% of the pictures are vadai bracha chorna. That means when the Rabbanim, when it originally came out, I buy a plush of a paisik, and I asked him, do we follow this book or not? He said 100%, because he has a skoma from Chaim. So I try to explain to him, a skoma from Chaim is just saying, it's letters over there, but this book is against him, Chaim. Lemaisa, now this form, when he reprinted a bunch of times, he writes very clear, I'm not following Reb Chaim, I got these nice letters from him. Reb Chaim, you want to go like me, you want to go like him, you have to go 40% of the picture. That's now, that means even though it's nice letters, it sounds like he has a skoma, it's not a skoma, a skoma is, this is the letters, but that's not Reb Chaim. Chaim's mahalach is what? Then we go after Zaysim, which he says is 17 samak. Now they point out also the top and the bottom. This 5 samak is the lower till 17. That means you want to make a sikum what comes out in the year to Achilo before we built the Kazayas. It comes along if you go like the Moin Amav Chaimno, a person Maisa has to be Machmer from the number of 15 samak to about 29 samak. That means a drop less than 1 fluid ounce. That's when a person can make a bracha chayno. That seems to be on Hogan Klaisol. Go like those in Father Chazanish Malach. Those are very adamant. The person this morning told me he's very adamant about it, 100% this morning, that the shear over here of a gezeis is less than that. And therefore, you have to be machmer from 5 samak, the size of a tofi. Tofi candy is 7 samak ready. Every tofi is a bayah bracha chayno. You know what tofi is, I assume, right? Taffy, right? And those small ones, that's 7 samak over here. And the avada bracha from the case of 17. Say there was Zaysa Brocha and Zaysa Shalom Abaner. They're right. If you want to be the super year Shemayim, right, you want to get both sides over here, should be Machmer the size of 5 to the case of 29. That means the Mishmur said to be Machmer from the top to the bottom. The question is, where's the top, where's the bottom? And the super year Shemayims should be between the case of 5 to 29. Because what's the super year Shemayim? Let everyone decide what that is.
We said last week.
Shmuley says it's him. So anyone who's like Shmuley is like that, right? Oh, the Shmuley, whichever one. Fine. So it comes out that this is the size of Negeret Exayas. However, very important, you said over here also, Negeret a Shir Bracha Choyno, there's two things. One is the size, one is the time over here. How much time do we have to go eat this Negeret to the Sugar of Bracha Choyno? That means that those want Taino, there's no Zman. Of Mishmur and Simnu, Yeshua says the Zman is Kedei Achilas Pras. The Exayas has been eaten in Kedei Achilas Pras. Now, the problem here said there is no time. What's the Achilles Pras? What's that Zman? So everyone knows that you can go range from the 2 minutes to up to 9 minutes. And therefore, they get involved with Cholim, with a Pesach, or Yom Kippur. That means Yom Kippur will tell everyone to drink less than a Shir in 9 minutes. But the Ashur, it ranges one to another. It comes out, but Ichilis form passing 3-4 minutes. The Zayas Brokha goes 4 minutes, the Moshe goes 3 minutes. It's bigger 3-4 minutes over here. That's the Zman of Kedei Achilles Pras. That means if you want to eat and make a bracha achorino, you should eat 29 samak in 3-4 minutes. But if you want to be machmer, if you have 5 samak in more than 9 minutes, you have to realize there's always questions over here. How far to be? Maybe that's a super yerushimayim over here. Yishlodim, each one onto his own over here. But there's a definition. What is kedeichelus pras? It's a big trouble over here.
What is it? 3 or 4?
3-4 minutes, I keep saying.
It's 3-4.
Because the Zaysa Brocha, he says we pass him 4, but keep saying 3-4. Bachash says 3, Moshe says 3. I don't want me to pick size over here. That's a bracha to the women's book. The women's book, he writes five times, three, four. He writes four. That's what he tells girls. He's not worse than that. I don't think. Now, what we have the sugya of achilo. Now, our sugya, comes very clear. The shaila is steel like achilo. That's the shaila here. I mean, the Torah is bringing down. The rush over here. Is that the same concept over here? So first, the gate is steel. There's a mechur, shirambam, milchus, brochus. He writes, halacha is revius. I mean, it's very important to know the Ram Shita is revius, it's not a sofer. Open the Torah, bringing down the Rosh, he has two svekis, or according to Taz, he has three svekis. Is the case over here a kezayis, or is the case of boy revius, or case of revius over here? Those are the three options. Maiso, we have a halacha over here, the Mechab brings down, it's Taj B'choshish. We're not sure if it's a kezayis or revius. Now, there is a very, I think, important question. Is there a psak over here with a chash? Oh, no, we're not really sure. So Pivego over here, he says that yet look in the look and simon reish ein gimel hilchos kiddush, the mechaber paskins revius. He paskins revius. Toiv lezor from gezayis makes a mass nafkamino that when they are dealing with amoin am or people who act like the amoin am, do you have to be stringent upon them and tell them make sure what you're drinking over here will come out to be a local? That make sure it's certainly not a case of gezayis. So Pivego says no, we paskins revius. Whatever this size of Revius over here is. A little bit more than this should be Revius over here, according to Chaim Nov. It's 86 Samak. Around this is Revius over here. That's going to be the amount. Now you want to go with the Kazayas. It'll be about this. It should be three times the amount. It'll be a Kazayas. This will be Revius. That should be the amount. Now, Kivaki says, but we are paskening Revius, number one. Now, the Prima Godim over there says, no, right from some Reish Ein Gimel. And Mishmur brings down two shitas. He brings down Kivegas that there is a raya, there is no raya. But number two also, the Mechaber also, when he says Allah in the Simon Reshiyot, he has a Stam Revius, and Yesh Oimim Kzayis. Stam Yesh Oimim. V'oid, we have a Sofik of Toysvis, or the Rosh Betzem, we have Vada the Rambam. So it's not that bad that Be'ik we pass Revius. We have Vada the Rambam over here. What's the nafkamin over here? The question again: how far do we machmer the shito of toiv lezor v'gzayis? Now, Mishmur says once can be machmer v'gzayis. He writes to him in Reish Yud, but certainly be machmer the case when you have roi revius. Why? Taz. I mean, even though he said we clearly do not pass like the taz over here, he said the shir over here is roi revius. All the parts can go not like the taz. But you want me machmer v'gzayis? Let's say you want past the gzayis. Past the Kzayas, let me drink almost to Revius. So the Mishmur, no, don't do that also. Even by Yam Tzadu Revius, but Tzadu Tzadu Shit over here. Now it's true over here that it says the word Yain, Machaber, and says the Tzimur Reshud Yain, it says Reshud Yain, Gimel, case of Yain. Mishmur is very clear, Levosh Magavam, Ladavki Yain. This is a loch of Revius and Kzayas, and they get to all Mashkim. And that's the Loshna of the Rambam. His words are all Mashkim over here. Now, they get to Shtir, and they get first to Kiddush over here. What's the size be by Kiddush? What's the size of a cup? So if you go with the size of a Beitza is 50, so your case is 75. And the army was formed today, you like going to the number 75. Go 75. The Maisem Chaimno, if your egg is 57.6, what's the size of his Revius? His Revius will come out to be 86.4. 86, everyone knows, Chaimno writes in Shura Torah, the Gematria of Kais. Gematria of Kais. The Gematria of Hayayin is 75. The Gematria of Kais is 86. That's Gematria. So, in Nochashir, they point out, we're talking about Kiddush Friday night, we know the Chadnish's Mahalach is, we have to double Shurim to get to Revius. So we take an egg, 50. A Revius is 75. You double, it has to be 150 over here. If it's 150, comes out, this will be a size of Revius to make Kiddush on. That means the question is, what exactly is the size of Revius? He might have a smaller size egg, but he doubles the sizes over here. He makes it much more over here. I mean, you have to realize people think the Chadnish is a bigger size. That's true negated to Revius, but not negated to Kzayis. That means most Rama saying Kzayis to Revius depend upon each other. Somehow the Chadnish comes along and says Revius is this, and Kzayis is much less. It's 17 Samak or 5 Samak. That means what we're saying over here, not to drink between Revius and the Gezayas, that means don't drink between this to this. Because the Gezayas is 17 Samak, why? Because the Gezayas goes at the Gezayas Bizmanenu. Okay, drop less.
What is this Pesach paper that
this
huge
condition? That's
150.
That's also Ramiyas. Again, well, I'm not sure, we'll have to get to that. Or maybe afterwards.
Yeah, but during the day, Kiddush by day, you don't have to do so much.
Again, Chadish
is not the
Chadish. I said that, I did not say that. I said that the Allah says that Chadish goes whether the Rabbanu authorized. Chadish is not machalik over, and therefore it's brought down in the stipulation of Shulchan Shul Torah. What's the 150 gemashia? Klois Hagin, right? The correct Klois over here. So either it's Klois is 86, and Klois Hagin is 150. Agav, there's another number. Certain some go with 130. If you look in the Bialoch, he said the Cholapakas two Beitzim will come out. That Abdov is brought down, that Moshe said this year is 130, at least in the old numbers, was 130. So they have different numbers floating around. Be'ik the Svarim Paskin, we pass the time now, is 86 Samak. But again, those who want to be Mach, when the Chosh is to go to get over here, is 150 Samak, to make a case on the Gate of Kiddush over here. Now, again, we have to realize, just like by Achila, we have 2 points over there, side negate to the size, side negate to time, negate to Shtir also, we have a question over here, side negate to size. That means you have different numbers floating around. And sign negates the time wise. What is the amount of time you have for drinking something? Yeah, sorry, you're coming. Correct. Now, come along the Taz of Yedrach Agam, this long shtickle, he writes that you cannot be mastic in your shtir. You have to drink it in one shot. And therefore, there's Ali Rab and the Chayotim, they pass this way. That means the Mishmur and Simon Rishud. So the Loch Lamaiso, according to the Chayodom, going like this Taz over here, you cannot be mafsik. That means negate achilo, you have to be 4 minutes. Negate shtir, you cannot be mafsik in your shtir. However, goes on the Mishnah further, he says, that's true, that's the Chayodom, but the going disagrees. The grass disagrees, and then those who paskin, the shtir is kdei achilas pras, like achilo mamish. The same 3-4 minutes you have over here. And the Stipler and the Chadnish, and Riyasha, they said the get is kdei achilas pras. That's his mind. You have 3-4 minutes to have your size reveals over here. Whatever reveals it is, whether it's 5, 17, 28, whatever it is over here. Does that make Gazai say over here? Something to get to reveals with the same concept over here. It's a big difference. Now, even though the Chanush says it's they are Chilas Pras, he does say except for one case. By the case of water, we learned already that the Shail and the Gemara built upon of Ashi, maybe there is no Chir Bracha Choyno. So you want to say that, but divided by water, we machmer, and we do have to do Bavas Achas in one Zaman over here. Now, once that's so, what does it mean? Oh, I get that, right. Now, once we have a case over here that you should not be mafsik in between your drinking, what does that mean practically? How much time do you have? Is it mamash 2 seconds? Well, what's this man over here? So in Simon Meshud, the Mishayatzin sends you to Loch and Simon Kuf Ayin, the Loch of Hilchos Derech Eretz. Hilchos Derech Eretz says you should not drink a wine in one shot. It should be in 2 gulps over here, 2 times over here. Dima says in Mishnah Berurah, drinking within 2 times, that's nichol neged b'vas achas. Now, first of all, it means 2 times. I see the question is, does it mean 2 gulps? Or does it mean holding it by your face and drinking it 10 gulps, but you never took away from your face? Then some come along, they point out, mitzias wise, you can't drink revias within 2 gulps. It doesn't happen. Come on, anyone, they can't do it that way. And therefore, whether it's Rabelski or Vizai Sabracha or David Feinstein, they say halacha is, it does not mean 2 gulps. It means you hold the cup by your face, and with how much time it takes you to drink this year of a revius. How long is that practically? So, even though, first of all, Mishpura says it's a case, he's going to Tumkuf Ayin in the case of Yayin, come on with Vizai Sabracha, he's not machak whether it's Yayin or other mashkin. This is a halacha of two shots. On the gate to all mashkin, the gamash mir shabbos kol chosso, he does not want to go this way. One say depends. Wine is der cheretz is 2 times. Water might be 1 time, and whiskey might be a couple times. You get maybe mechal based upon the drinks. But the hokka seems to be in the steamers of mishnah brurah is everything is within 2 shots. This man, what that is, says v'zayis habracha. He went around and tested people. He says it comes out berach 7 seconds. If the shear over here is 86, obviously the shear is 150, will be much more. But if the shear is 86, you have erech 7 seconds. That'll be his man of not being a hefsek over here. That you wouldn't make a bracha chorino once you drink 86 samak. That means you'll have 7 seconds to drink this amount. Then you make a bracha chorino. If you do more than that, you have a question then. What are you going to do? Because maybe this man is kdei chilis pras. You have a bayah of drinking that within 3-4 minutes, or maybe 9 minutes over here. But the Zayt of Bracha said this minus 7 seconds. Now there are other numbers, the Svarim of Shah, who have. Nevin Tzal wants to say it's 5 seconds, the Bing Nam Moshe wants to say it's up to half a minute, the Bing down that the Vyasa wants to say maybe up to even a minute over here. But it sounds like, read the simple reading of the Shavua, it sounds like Baker should be 7 seconds. That means it comes out, if you want to be Mamish Machmer, you have to Machmer size from Gezais to Avias from 5 Samak to 150 Samak. That means you want to be very, very Machmer over here and take out all sheets over here. It'd be from here till, as I don't know if you can see it, till here, that's the Gezais to Avias. That's between 5 over here and 150. Fine. That's Maisa. That's a super, super, super here, Shemaim over here. Or maybe Shmuley. Otherwise, Halacha Maisa, the Svarim seem to go that we have a Halacha at 28 till 86. Now, they point out over here the Mishmur does not bring down the Shlush Beitzah, only Chetzi Beitzah. Why does Svarim point out? Because the Shlush Beitzah is a Chum upon a Chumrah. It's a double Chumrah. Glad Daf can go do that. Even the Mishmur himself only took on Chetzi Beitzah. He did not take on the Shita of Shlush Beitzah over here. Again, we can level the chumras of a yesh lodin. That means, again, the sefer Dura Halacha, you wrote a sefer on Shurim. He's telling me this morning he was in the spall on Yontif, he was on the Choshev. He's giving everyone out small cases of yain to make a bracha over here, at Yontif over here. And he told me, Masha Klaisol, where's your bracha achroino? That's the size of Gezais over here. He told me, Masha Klaisol, he said. Those things are what? Tensamach, the Shaila bracha achroino. How can you do that in small cases? So, first of all, I told him, Lord, the Sugya now, maybe it was not the Sugya, but Maisi, even the Mechaber, you have to understand, how is he Be'ikki Paskening, and what type of these are? If you go look at Kiva Eger, and saying Be'ikki Paskens Revius, the type of these are Gezaias. We go with that Mahalach, that's a Lelosh and the Ram Paskens Revius over here, the only type of these are, not be Machshel Klaisol, he's being Machshel in a type of these are of a Suffolk type of these are. Because who said Tan Samak? Maybe he said not Suffolk, he's not like, fuck. Maisa, who said so? So he'd be maxing the Suffolk Toiv Lazar. No. We maxing that far, so he calmed him down. Since Yantam, he's been upset this Adam Choshev. Calmed him down. He has to mind, he'll get back to me. But Maisa, it comes out that if we pass him Revius, whatever size Revius is, I asked him what's his Revius, he told me he makes Kiddush every Friday night in 80 Samak. He made sure not to get it, to show it's not going to be more than that. He makes Kiddush on 80 Samak. I asked him one at 75. He said, yeah, kids might spill a little bit. It's fine. 80 Samak. Now, once we have the Shurim over here, come on the Mishru and it brings down that there's a Taz and Simon Reshuot, are we Mechabd in the case of Yain versus Whiskey? Come on the Taz, he says, you said over here, they go after Rav Bnei Adam. A Rav Bnei Adam does not drink a Revius of whiskey. I assume that's so. And when people do drink whiskey, they don't drink usually Revius within this man, and they go after Rav Bnei Adam. This is the Makar, the Taz, that with people coming to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, they won't have Revius. Says the Masham, Dai Lisbeth upon the Kiddush Bayoim, in case they are Bonan, building upon the Son of the Taz, you do not need a Revius.
Yeah,
the Maisa, the Mishagruah by us, says, do like Taz. Bring on the Chonim, the Shai Chuba, the Nair Shalom, my Mordechai, before in the Eliyab Mogabram, do like Taz. I mean, if you have a Messiah like the Masham, and that's Yan Hogo, the Seder. Otherwise, what the Mishmura had a list of Haber Achreinim, the Archa Shulchan passes like this, the Loch is to like it as not to become in the case of risking other situations, and therefore the Loch is you had to have a case of a Revius over here. The Eid, the Chorah comes out, a lot of people, they will not make a Kiddush on whiskey. Someone else does, fine, I heard Kiddush, I'm great to say. Yesh Lom Nahar Beiv, that's so. On its side, you hold that it's not nichol together or making kiddush upon it. Lav dafki yaitu is something else making kiddush upon the whiskey over here. Yes, thank you. Now, I didn't say osir. There's a shaila how to read a bialoch and the Shabbos, correct? Now, once we have these two things over here, we have the side of achilo. Achil is very clear, Kezayis, that's the Gemara, and we say Kedei Achil is Pras, that's 3-4 minutes. Neged, Shtiyo, we're Machum from Vas Achas, up to Kedei Achil is Pras, and then we're Machum from Kezayis to Revius. Now the question is, what's Achilo or what's Shtiyo? Meaning you have Isis. What's Isis? Sorry. What's Isis over here? Is that Achil or is that Shtiyo? What's yogurt? What's ice cream? Is that a chilul shtiyah? Under what figure are you putting it under? So first, the geta isis is the Aruch HaShulchan, and the disciple of Shlom Zalman, they come along, they say, the get over here is, how exactly do you put it into your mouth? You're putting it in as a solid, it stops over there? That's an oichel over here. Even the geta yogurt, come along, again, the stipler, and Dine Weiss, and the Shuvo, and Dine Fisher, the Vos, and the Chodeshani, they say, once it stops, and it's, shtiyah, what happens? You drink something, goes, you gulp it down, it goes down, it doesn't stop anywhere. That's what shtiyah is. Achila, when you put something in your mouth, it stops there, that's an act of achila. Whether you chew it, whether you suck it, whether there's a mitzitza going on over here, that's the act of achila. And even what's the act of achila? What's the shir? Kizayis, k'day achilas pras. Atzal HaSheni, come along the early tzion, and the Yashiv, they say my carrot. The loch over here is not what go in, what, how it goes down your throat. How does ISIS go down your throat? As a liquid. How does yoga go down your throat? As a liquid. As a liquid, therefore have the loch and the gate to liquid, which we'll need, or vias, or bevasachas. How far to take this concept is Yisoid, of Yashiv, Bortan Divin Svarim, holds a candy, a sucking candy. That is mashko. A candy is mashko. You suck, it goes down as a liquid. Then he says, for example, let's say a person made kiddush, made boy priya gofen. The gofen patches all mashko. It patches your candy. This is Rabbi Yashiv.
What happened to the AIDS? What happened to the AIDS? He said a few weeks ago, he said
that
the
kiddush.
Yeah,
should chocolate something. The
whole age of sugar doesn't work. Well, age of sugar. Only so making it from sugar doesn't work. First, those sugars.
No, no. Those sugars, they're talking about sugar cubes chewing anyway.
They're discussing sugar cubes chewing and eating it like food. The number two is, another opportunity would come out, is that the locha of a mashko, we have an hogan not to make, like there are more, not make a brocha of b'sayim v'sudah. If you have water at the end of the meal, tell b'yashiv v'sol, or moisha, maybe also on a candy at the end of the meal, not to make a brocha. Well, those interesting opportunities, they do point out practically what to go do. We have most of them seem to say that's nechal to get an oichol. Some will say nechal to get a mashko. We have a shayel of a sofik. They do point out, look, you have k'in svek svek over here, to give it a gather of an oichel. Because number one, most poskim can say it's oichel. It goes when it goes inside your mouth. Even if it sounded shtiyah like a biyashiv, maiso, what is shtiyah? Well, look, it's exayis revias. Is it k'dei echel pras or not? Even that, maiso, biyashiv does pass k'dei echel pras. So they point out, we have two reasons why, even if it is shtiyah, it's still have a loch like a chilo. And therefore, the hogah among the svarim, the pais seem to go, and these things have a get of achila, whether it is achila, or whether because it's nechal in the shtiyah, and shtiyah might have a get of achila. Shtiyah might be also gzayis. That's the mechap over here. Shtiyah might be kdei achilas pras. That's the bialog of the mishnah and simon reshut. That reason, we seem to give it a getter of achila over here. Now, the one keeps asking you, what about coffee? Yo, Dov was asking this mamash yesterday, well, how can I drink my coffee? What are you going to do practically? So, they do point out, they get into coffee, that's something really, three reasons why you can make a bracha koina, b'klolia, so we'll get to what we do, in my son. That means, first of all, the whole idea of k'dei achilas pras, who says in the Sotra Shir, b'shibrua, the potom ears to mice that disagrees, therefore by coffee, he wants to always make a bracha koina. Second is, maybe this year is k'dei achilas pras, that's a graz, that's a goin over here. And number three is, built upon the svar and the taz, you go after everything, how derech to go drink it, derech to go drink coffee, slowly, lot, lot. So for these three reasons, there are halogas by certain people, the maisa make a bracha choino, and the arv d'alei choino will do it that way. The maisa, if you do not have a mitzvah, what you go do, the maksa shekel brings down the mishlo melech, and says, halach is maisa not to make a bracha choino, unless you have a shir of vias within the vas achas over here. Therefore the mishmo, when he brings down these two sides, the similar shirs of kon aleph, he says it's a machloikis rabba, the big machloikis he writes. Not just machloikis, machloikis rabba, what to go do. How he ends up calling the sivas, the minigo ilo maisa is not to make a brocha koino, and therefore the anshe maisa should go do, leave over behind a revius of your coffee and tea that's cold, you can drink bavas achas. Now how much to leave over? According to the chaznesh, you have to leave over this amount, which defeats the whole entire purpose. But if you go like, the b'chaim, no, you leave over this amount. You leave this over, drink vas achas, then you can make a brocha choino.
That's not the derech to drink coffee.
That's correct. I said, Deloy Kitaz. Mishmur said, Deloy Kitaz.
You're following the sveik already. You already have
Svaras to be makel.
I'm saying what the Mishmura says. You want to argue Mishmura, that's your business.
No, can you be makel from the smaller sheets if they're tied up? Only in the 600 and
over. If you want to argue the Chazanish, that's also your business. Can't say. Why?
Shake
his eyes too. Svek.
You don't drink coffee in 7 seconds.
You don't make a
bracha. I'm sorry.
You don't drink the coffee in 7 seconds.
If you don't drink within 7 seconds, you have a shalot. You make a bracha.
Don't
make. Mishmura said minigah elam.
You
should not drink. I said that. I said minigah elam.
7 seconds.
I said that. Yeah. I mean, everything I said was very quick. I'm sure they'll look it up afterwards. Make sure I'm right. Correct me. Fine. Sif Dalet. We have over here, just to finish off the Simon Simon Koftani, salving down that when a person has a Kosho Bracha, who exactly should drink the Kosho Bracha? So, the Bialocha has a Machlokes over here. The Bialocha, the Shachua says, let's say a person makes Kosho Bracha, he's Machmur, he's Medaktik, to use a Kosho of Yain by Mechsa Mosin. Come along and he finishes benching. He tells somebody else, "You make a bracha, a goffin, and drink it." Says the Chacham Tzvi, as if you did not use the klis of Mechsa Mosin, defeats the whole entire purpose. Because you have to make a bracha on the klis. If you did not make a bracha on the klis, someone else did it, defeats the whole purpose. The Bialocha points out, Luchur Kiva Ege disagrees with this. I mean, he seems to be choishes a locha that you yourself, the Maishan, should make the bracha. The Lomdus that couldn't get involved with, what's my klis of Kiva Ege versus the Chacham Tzvi? Is the son over here of benching with a kais, is that part of Brichta Mosin? Is that part of benching? But no, it's only a way to match the drinking. This is a match for the shtiel. If it's part of benching, so you have to make a bracha. Then you make the bracha, someone else said, the benching would not call upon the kais. If it's no, just a match for the drinking, someone else will do it. It won't make a difference over here. The Mishmua sounds like it's being chish over here, Lolok Lamaiso, and the one who made the benching, you should do the Boy Pierre Govan and drink from it. Now, the Mishmur does have a second machlokes in this bialocha. Let's say you want to get bracha by Pierre Goffin and give somebody else to go drink from it. Do you have to drink from it also? Is it a brichsa nenin or brichsa mitzvah? It being done of Kiv Eger and wants a tiny brichsa nenin and therefore he has to drink from it, says the Mishmur. But whether you have to have a klis or not, it's only a mitzvah in the mokhur. Mitzvah in the mokhur, that is brichsa mitzvah. In a brichsa mitzvah, you come to argue and say, Abada, I can make a bracha from somebody else. That means even on the tzad, you want tani, you have to make the bracha, but you can make a bracha from somebody else to go drink it over here.
Oh, Argos, it's a chiyuv, no chiyuv here.
Again, Mishmua says not.
There's no chiyuv.
You want to argue? Mishmua said not to say what you're saying. You want to argue them again?
So you've chiddush. There's no chiyuv.
I'm not saying it's not a chiddush.
He himself passes. There's no chiyuv.
Again, and he says still.
Mitzvah mevucha makes Argos.
He still says that. He knew. He writes what you're saying. He says no. Now, there is another point over here. We see clearly that it's a mitzvah and a mukhor for a tima by everybody. Everyone should go taste it. That means even though we had simukhor pei gimel, the lochot by the 10 things by the kais, to go give it to your wife, Mishmur sends you to this halach and says, lav dafki wife. And the balabos means everybody has a mitzvah and a mukhor to drink from the kais.
Does it mean so much kais from chal to drink and have that kais in front
of? That will be a question in general when we learn kufa gimel, how we discuss it. What clause means? We'll do this afterwards. No, again, Mishmur over there writes, Lav Dafka, your wife. He says, even everybody. He says, even give it to the Baal Bais. He says all those cases. He sends you to the Halacha. That means every time there's a bench of the Kais, everyone has a mitzvah and a mukhur. Now, you might get involved with, my mitzvah and mukhur, I'm going to drink six smack with the bracha chor, you know, maybe my chumra, maybe they cool over here, which is a great question. There's always a shadow of what you're going to do. That means you have to, if you really want to be machmen, get your mitzvah and mukhur, you should drink a mamash of mashu, or drink a revias. If you drink a revias, people won't be too happy with the next guy, because where's the wine? You have to drink mamash of mashu. Maybe you can say, no, I only get the 15 samak over here. Can't say. The last thing over here in Sefei is that, since we know there's an Indian over here, that person should have kosher bracha, let's say you do not know the kosher bracha will go get to you. You have to make a bracha upon it. So again, it's very clear the Mechamah says, if you do not know, you make a bracha. However, the Mishmur's Machlokes, let's say you have das, that you have kavana, that you want to drink from it. And it's very negel. A lot of times by Kiddush, you know, there's 100 people there, and you're trying, you have das, and want to drink from it. You have kavana for it. It might get to you, it might not get to you. Do you make a bracha, or you don't make a bracha? It says the Mishmur, Machlokes, Taz, Bir, Samogar, Avram. Go on the Taz, if you're not sure, get to you, and you have kavana, might you have to make a bracha. Alocha Mishmua says, not the way. Mila my Mordechai, the Nar Shalom, and the Chamoshe, the Yad-Aran, the Graz, Mongiborim. He says, but Ikka the Poshkim, the words are Kama Achrenim, go not like the Taz. And therefore, the minik seems to be by Kiddush, that Ebel Maisel, they do not make a bracha. I got my see that the Piskin Shuv is over here, bring down the El Rab, the Chush, the Taz, and not to make a bracha, and you have a Bayah, Noch Lochush, and then we should not drink the yain over here, the Bashal, where's your bracha, Rishaino? Again, you look by any Kiddush, look around, the people who are adopted to be the Mitzvah of the Mokhur, they do not seem to at all make a bracha on the yain. Why? Because they're going like this Mishmur that says Kama Chorin is that way. Now, once you have Kavona Bidafka, Gami not to get you, the Maisen not to make the bracha. Fine, we left over Simon Reish Aleph. We'll go through that Bez Hashem on Sunday over here. Now, on Sunday also, we're going to start the Sugya of Zimun. Zimun is from Simon Kuf Tzadi, Simon Reish. It's 9 Simonim. Bez Hashem, Asloch Rabo.
Oh, yeah.